It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
That's Justin Steele.
Well, Happer is paired with who we call Big Rub. He's our massage guy.
Okay. I hope.
His name is literally Big Rub.
His name is Aaron, but yeah, we call him Big Rub.
Okay. I understand
just
why.
Making sure.
I'm glad you explained why you call him Big Rub.
Yeah.
Glad we clarified that Big Rub also happens to be their massage
guy. It makes sense when you hear what he does for a living.
Correct. That I understand, but it's possible.
I thought you were going to lose it.
Is there a little rub as well?
I don't think there's a little rub.
But why is he big rub?
Or a medium rub. I think it's just Big Rub.
We got a couple names today. We also learned that Andrew Billings is a Big Bill.
Big Bill, he was actually fighting off a double team and popped off and just put his helmet on the ball.
Big Bill is a lot more intimidating sounding than Big Rub.
You're going to have to watch out for Big Bill over here. I don't know. Check out Big Rub over here. Stop doing that.
It's like the opposite.
Knock that off.
Of the
Rub, not here.
I think we have had a variety of things we have talked about today with a variety of people. And it's been all great.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It was great. You're right. Truer words have never been said, Marshall Harris.
On occasion, what is it? A clock is right twice a day, even
a
if it's broken.
A broken clock, yes.
Even if it's broken. Yeah, that's me. Broken clock. Broken leg, broken clock. You know, we're broken, but we're making it. And it's hump day, so we're halfway through.
See, I like the fact that you know where the cameras are and you address the cameras.
Well, you can see the cameras as well.
I know, but TV people, I forget they're there, and then I'm like, oh yeah, hello, hi Twitchers out there. Like I get it, but see, you're just more naturally attuned to understanding the dynamics.
The most important thing is that you are there and I am here and I know where you are and you know where I am and we can just feed off. That's just a third audience. That's the third person in the conversation. That's all the camera is.
Okay.
That's all it is. Treat it as such.
That's true. We're not addressing, it's not a State of the Union or anything like that.
No.
All right. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. As long as you can see the Hyundai logo, we're all good. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris here on the Bernstein and Holmes Show. That is Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, and I think I saw Cody Westerland as well back there doing his thing. Thanks for everything yesterday to Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern and the Cubs, Bosch Power Tools, Philip Chevrolet. Thank you. It was really a great time. And thanks to everybody who came up and had nice things to say. And people really sat and listened and hung out. And the guy, we had a guy come up and give us a gift. I don't know what you did with it. What is it, an Oakland A's?
It's an Oakland
soccer.
Oakland A's soccer jersey or something like that, or hockey jersey. So we have to figure
it's
out what
hockey sweater. They call it sweaters, Ray.
Well, I don't know what it is.
I know it's a kit. It's the top half of a kit is what it is. The Oakland A's kit, and it's one of the last relics of the old Oakland Coliseum, because you know, after this year, the A's are going to make like the Raiders and be gone.
Well, they're
to Sacramento,
and they're not going to call them the Sacramento. They're just going to be the Athletics playing in a minor league park where it's a
Sutter Health Field,
120 degrees. Ooh, you know the sponsor of the Sacramento? Yeah,
I literally lived in Sacramento for 2.5 years before I came to Chicago. I can tell you whatever you need to know about that. I used to do sideline reporting for the River Cats.
So you know Johnny Dosko then?
Of course. The legend that is Johnny Dosko, yes.
Johnny Dosko was the Cedar Rapids Colonels play-by-play guy in the Midwest League when I was doing the Rockford Royals.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I see.
He is the best.
He was extremely entertaining, extremely hospitable, and just a great around all around great guy.
And he finally got the job.
In Oakland, and now he's back to Sacramento.
Back in Sacramento, but he has like his own bobblehead and everything.
Oh, he's a Sacramento legend.
Yeah,
let's not.
That's so cool. Yeah, I love Johnny Dasko. That was one of the real ones back in the day when there were some guys in that league who were
not real ones. Not guys you wanted to hang out with, grab a beer with after the game.
No, one guy was just a complete penis and was not
wow.
No,
okay.
I mean, really, yeah.
I would have said jerk, but hey, use your language.
I'll tell you who it was during the break, too, because okay. I think you know him. But yesterday was a blast, and thanks for all of it. So the question you asked, your Bears question, is a good one. Will we get this answer today?
I hope so. And the question that I kind of just threw out there is like, do we actually have a timetable on Keenan Allen, or is this going to be an every week-to-week thing? Because it goes back to training camp. We're in the regular season. We saw how he limped off the field in game one, missed game two. So where are we with him? And even if he's good to go, how long is he going to be good unless they need to sit him down, put him in bubble wrap, and get it healed? Or can it even be healed because of the way his body is?
And why did they lie about it?
You keep saying they lied about it. It was a cleat issue. It just happened to be the way the cleat was fitting on his foot that maybe hurt his foot. I don't know. Because the answer is I don't know.
Plantar fasciitis, anybody who's had it.
Yes, I've had it.
Knows it's no joke. And it's also on an aging athlete, not something that you can just snap your fingers and make go away. And you can say, all right, well, you give him a cortisone shot. Okay, well, you have to rest from the cortisone shot, and that makes the fascia brittle, and you can have negative consequences
there.
And
it's temporary.
Yeah.
So all those things add up, and you're like, well, what is really the best-case scenario here, and what is the worst-case scenario, and what's manageable? And I think because it is the NFL, and we know guys play hurt, we just heard T.J. Edwards kind of describing his 2-mile walk with his dog and how painful that was because he's just not – his body's still not used to it yet. Keenan Allen is going to be taking hits across the middle when he's not going up for jump balls. So you wonder – how bad it is and to understand, but we're not going to hear from him until he's off the injury report. And
nobody wanted to hear it. And it's, oh, Bernstein, you're taking the fun out of trading a 4th-round pick for a borderline Hall of Famer. Look at the history of 32-year-old wide receivers. It's just a graph. It's not great. Like you for $23 million and for the 4th-round pick, you are trading for someone expecting them to be an outlier for that age.
I was a little bit, not suspicious, that's not the word I want to use. I was a little bit more curious than normal on the trade because I'm like, well, what does Harbaugh know as they're getting rid of him? And obviously he went to more of a run-oriented offense. He's like, if I have the quarterback, you know, what we've seen is if you've got the quarterback, you just make guys work. We saw it in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill left, and what did they immediately do? So I'm just wondering if he knew something about Keenan Allen's health that was a factor in, hey, we can get a 4th-rounder for this guy? Make it happen.
They made it sound like a contract thing. He wanted a new contract, and they didn't want to pay him because they don't have any money because they're up against the salary cap.
And, yeah, they were one of the worst teams as far as being up against the cap with not just Keenan Allen, but several big contracts. They had to figure out what they were going to do. I remember that. So Keenan Allen, when healthy, is a great player, but the key word in that sentence is win.
I also think that your awareness of his specific skill set at this time, what you traded for was a security blanket for your young quarterback because of when in games we know Allen is often at his most effective.
Yeah, I mean, that's bottom line. We know he's a third down, make it happen. A third down machine, if you will.
Third down machine.
Chances are, if it's third and manageable, it doesn't even have to be third and short. Doesn't even have to be third and short, but just third and manageable. He's either going to be the guy that gets the ball, or if defenses key on him, now you've got an array of options that are more free because of the attention that Keenan Allen demands on third down.
You're right.
I'm hopeful that Matt Eberflus will say today, he practiced and he's going to be fine. The concern, though, is that when we saw him after game one kind of come up weird, we saw him drop a touchdown pass.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah, we saw him drop a touchdown pass. They only have one touchdown.
Yeah, Caleb Williams still looking for his first passing touchdown.
The Bears have one touchdown.
That is still true, no matter how many times you say it, Dan, and it's still...
Roma Dunes has dropped one. Keenan Allen's dropped one. They got one touchdown, and we saw him limp off the field. It can happen at any point. You can exacerbate and aggravate plantar fasciitis. It could be his cleat. He could be getting out of the shower. He could be tiptoeing down the stairs at home.
It's the worst in the mornings.
It really is. And no, seriously, though, when you wake up and you feel it and you're like, I need to go get in the shower to pretend like I have a steam room just to try to loosen this thing up. That's like how plantar fasciitis works.
I mean, if you want to know how any of us who've had foot problems, and my God, I've had my own, if you go to CVS and just look at the number.
The aisle? How big it is?
How many products?
So many products.
How many products? Just for plantar fasciitis. And that's because Americans are generally, fat and slobby and carrying around.
I'm trying over here, okay? I'm trying.
You don't represent all of America.
I feel like I do because we're talking about foot, right? I'm in a boot right now.
Yeah, you don't have to feel seen when I'm talking about fat and slobby. So
I'm
triggered. Stop fishing for compliments.
It's about me, not you. Stop fishing. It's about me, not you, Dan. I'm sorry. I'm triggered.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I'll warn you next time.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm just hopeful that Allen's going to be all right. But this is what you sign up for when you make a move like that. Let's get to the quarterback that you were talking about. The quarterback that means everything and all things and is some question marks after a couple of games. A great NFL quarterback who Chicago knows very well had some thoughts about nonlinear development at that position. We will bring them to you next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
Learn from those mistakes. And everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yep.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
That was C.J. Stroud after the game with some unsolicited advice for Caleb Williams. And you tell me.
Okay.
Did his facial expression and did his reaction to that look like he wanted to hear what C.J. Stroud was saying in that moment?
I don't think he wanted to hear what C.J. Stroud was saying because I don't think he cared about what anybody was saying because they lost the game.
I agree.
And I think it's as simple as that. But if you go on social media right now, Dan, and you check out the replies to that video and the comments, and whether it's on Instagram or Twitter, everybody got an opinion, right? But everybody's opinion should not be level. Like, we shouldn't be all in the same tier of opinions. Like, there's top shelf opinions, mm-hmm. thoughtful, nuanced stuff, and then there's just trolls at the bottom.
Well,
and people were like, he's arrogant. He can't even take advice from somebody who's had success with what he's trying to do. And I'm like, he got, for lack of a better word, big broed. You know, like those guys are the same age, right? But one's got a lot more experience than the other in the NFL
and
has success. He got sunned. He got sunned. He didn't want to get sunned in that situation. And I don't think he didn't take C.J. Stroud's sentiment, let alone his words, to heart. But I think he was just frustrated because they lost the game. And he threw two interceptions. And he still doesn't have an NFL touchdown pass. All of that. That's what happened there. And if you read too much into it and try to make it about Caleb being a bad guy.
Well, No. I think it
should. Not you. I'm saying people out there that I've read the comments.
I think it's presumptuous on the part of C.J. Stroud, is what I think. I think it's one thing if an OG says it. It's one thing if it's Matthew Stafford, or if it's someone who's been around, even Aaron Rodgers, who wants to offer a word of advice, especially Aaron Rodgers, who he said he patterns his game after. I don't like the unsolicited nature of the advice. So, come on over here, Caleb. Let me tell you, it's in you, young man. Like, you're the same age.
I'm okay with it. I'm good. The age thing is one thing, but this man has won a playoff game.
Seemed a little performative.
When was the last time the Bears won a playoff game?
I agree, but it seemed a little performative. This segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's the unsolicited nature of it. Reminds me, I have a rule on when my son and I play golf. Speaking of getting sunned, I have a rule, and he's way better than I am.
How old was he when he surpassed your skill? When was the first time he beat you straight up?
Oh, when he was 14, probably.
Oh, okay, 13, so that 14. Was the mantle was passed that day.
Oh no, and I don't really take pride in my game. I just like being outside
and doing something. And if I hit
a couple of good shots, I'm happy.
Like,
I've found a good way to compartmentalize golf. I play with my dad and my kid, and they play hard. They trash talk. They go at it, and I'm just having a nice day, and I'm watching birds. And if I'm holding them up,
you're the little leaguer out picking sunflowers.
No, but I'm happy though. But I'll pick up my ball. If I will not hold them up because they play match. They're betting on stuff. They've got all sorts of stuff going on. So I'm just in between. La 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 la.
Okay.
But I have a rule. Don't give me advice unsolicited. If I ask you, what did I do wrong? And he'll say, Your hands were too fast going through. You left the club face too open. That's it. But don't, nothing gets me like him saying, like, after I'll shank a shot and he'll be like, yeah, you collapsed your backside and your stance was wrong. If I ask you, tell me. But you don't get to do a running commentary on me sucking the entire time. So that's when I saw C.J. Stroud do that. It was like
running commentary and the final commentary.
Got me like, I didn't ask for a pep talk from you. Like, I'm Caleb. I'm like, oh, hey, you beat me. I'm mad. We lost.
And he was kind of like 1 foot away from him. Like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah. He didn't make eye. And then he broke eye contact with him. He's like, And they did like that. Oh, I guess that's good advice. But you're not.
Yeah. I'm
not an OG.
So yes, he's not an OG, but is that your general rule or is that specific to sports and golf?
No, that's just, I'm just saying.
Is it a general rule that don't give unsolicited advice?
Well, I think it can. No, I wouldn't say it's a general. I'm just saying that's a very specific
to sports.
It's very specific to that environment and the fact that it's my kid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. like, I don't know if it just kind of...
Yeah, no, don't pretend like it doesn't. It's just like the same thing if you have older or younger siblings, same rules apply. Same rules apply. You got to know when to and when not to. And you know when to and you know when not to, but you sometimes you speak out of turn anyway, and you know what you're starting when you do that.
Yes. That looked uncomfortable to me.
C.J. Stroud was coming from a very, in my opinion, and we're all just onlookers guessing, but hopefully my opinion is a little closer to the top shelf than it is to the well liquor. I think that he was being genuine, and it's a brotherhood. We always hear about that, and specifically with that position, quarterbacks, it's a fraternity. And
right,
he was giving
in that regard.
Good advice that's been given to him for last year.
I don't want to read it. I'm not saying there was malicious intent. I'm not saying it. Just it seemed a little
preachy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandstandy.
I won't say that, but I hear where you're coming from, and I understand your vantage point of that. I didn't find it grandstanding. A little preachy, maybe, but not grandstanding. I don't think he was grandstanding. It wasn't a long conversation.
Now
first of all,
but they know that there's microphones there now.
They've always known. Well, they've known in recent years there's microphones. These guys grew up watching this quarterback handshake, college level, NFL level. They know what it is. It's a production now. It's not just a simple, you know, if you really wanted to be, you put your hands over your, but you can't even do that anymore because there's microphones. You can't pull your shirt up over your mouth. You can't do like the pitcher and the catcher and the mound talking and cover with the glove. You can't do that anymore because there's microphones. Everything's mic'd up. Social media has changed how we look at every interaction that we see, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line here. But I don't think it was one, malicious, or two, even grandstanding. I think it was a genuine moment that he was trying to do something. He was trying to do the right thing.
Our old friend Donovan McNabb, Chicago's own, was on WGN TV. And Jared Payton had him on, and this was the advice that McNabb had to you, the Caleb Williams fan right now.
The team to just be patient, give them time. This offense will develop. Now, this isn't the same offense that you've seen with Justin. This is a whole different offense where now we can get enamored by our weapons, but yet still give your quarterback an opportunity to grow.
Okay. All right. The offense, this entirely different offense, is bad so far. It's completely ineffective. The downfield passing numbers are hideous. This entirely new offense has one touchdown.
When you said the offense is bad right now, I tried to dig within myself to find the devil's advocate, and I couldn't find it.
What do they do well? What do they know they do well?
I assume they practice well, but I haven't been up to House Hall.
What if they know they can go into a game do well?
In a game, through two games, nothing.
Right.
Through two games, nothing. Like, I want to be able to say, hey, at least they don't pick up a bunch of penalties, but we saw what happened on Sunday. So the running game, the passing game, the totality, one touchdown in two games, no chunk plays, like a lot of negative running plays.
The best play they've had this year is probably the pass interference.
Because it set him up on the doorstep.
Yeah, that's the kind of, that was a great throw. It was a positive outcome, and it should have resulted in a touch. Any one of those opportunities should have been a touchdown. That may be their best play this year.
Man.
But McNabb urging patience is...
It's early. And listen.
He didn't spell out R-E-L-A-X.
No, he did not spell out relax. Right, yeah, you got it right. It's five letters, but I can see how, like, in the middle of it, you're like, am I saying right?
Saying letters. It was a grobber with spelling eagles. Letters out loud.
So it's funny that you say eagles. I once was on a story where we were talking about all the new things going on with eagles, and I was talking to these cheerleaders, like, we want to teach you a cheer. Like, and I just moved to Philadelphia. So I didn't know the fight song like front and back like I
fly,
do now.
Fly, Eagles, Fly?
Yes.
Okay.
So in Fly, Eagles, Fly, it goes E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I did it with a mic on with these cheerleaders. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go one round with you. I said E-A-G-L-S-E. Eagles. I misspelled Eagles. Eagles.
And like, talking about Bears. Eagles.
Yeah.
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. That's about what I sounded like. So, like, it could be...
Live?
No, it wasn't live. So, like, It wasn't live, but I didn't realize the mistake till I got back to the station. Until I walked across the street to the station.
That is too late. A-G-A-L-E-S.
Yes.
That is too late to do anything about it, right? You got to go with it at that point.
You make a good point. So we put it in there and like made a whole like joke out of it. Because
you're not going to leave that on the cutting room floor, right?
Listen, man. If you can't do the self-deprecating, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to have a conversation with you because I know you take life too seriously. And while life is a serious thing, if you can't find joy in life, I don't want to be around you. You are not my people. Find your tribe because you're not part of mine. And this goes back to like basically everything I believe in, like fundamental core beliefs, core mantras. It's right there with the club rules. Like that's what I'm
we're
trying to tell you.
We're still missing five club rules.
We'll get to that.
And I think we're missing all the lounge rules.
We got a full show tomorrow.
Wait, there's lounge rules?
Yes. We need to make up some lounge rules. The club rules apply to any bar, lounge, club situation.
Right. No, I get it that there are crossover applicabilities.
I do think that as you age, because most of those rules came from my 20s and early 30s. The last one was like when I was like 31, 32 years old. They are old.
Because I'm a dive bar guy.
Who doesn't love a good dive bar?
That's like my comfort zone. My happy place is in a Northwest Side dive bar.
What makes me a first ballot Hall of Fame wingman? First ballot. Ask any of my peoples. I've introduced three people who have been married, all of that. I can, in any situation, chameleon it up, and I can do it in a dive bar. I can do it at the grocery store. I can do it walking down the street.
Code switch?
Listen, if you're afraid of talking to someone, I can hit you up. Like, Will Smith ain't got nothing on me. I can get my man in position. Now, what you do once I put you in position, that's on you. But I can get you major league at bats.
What if we're not major league ready? Sometimes you've seen a 97 mile an hour fastball before, but you haven't seen that kind of breaking stuff. You haven't seen it paired up with a sweeper.
That's fair. I want everyone in life to feel like they have either outkicked their coverage or to get the confidence level where you don't feel like you're outkicking your coverage. You feel like you belong.
When did you know that you were a Hall of Fame wingman? And what do they give? Is it a gold jacket? What do you get?
I think when the second people that I had introduced got married and I realized my one boy, I didn't say it. My boy said, man, you're a Hall of Fame wingman. We were out one night, late night, and I was doing all the work. I had a girlfriend at the time, so I was just out with my boys hanging out, and I was able to deflect attention that was unwanted and then put you in prime position to talk to someone you do want to talk to. That's the goal.
Wow.
Like, it's a two-part job.
We had in college, we had a whole operation where my friend and I would go out, and we'd go to the place in Chapel Hill was Players. That was the club where everybody would hang out. And we had two friends of ours. He ended up marrying one of them. But the two friends, both beautiful women, always had a ton of attention. But we worked as a group. If they were getting attention from guys they didn't want, we'd circle back. You know, this is pre-cell phone, obviously. So there were hand signals.
A different era, Dan.
There were hand signals, and it was basically like a basketball offense, like a staggered double screen. If they were leaving the bar and they could see like two guys who are waiting to sort of swoop in, and they would kind of give us a nod, and then we would be able to come over, whoever, to excuse me for a second. And while they walked behind us, we would go in and take up the spot at the bar momentarily while they reset, and then we'd go back to where we were.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah.
This is something I would get excited. I would break down film on this.
No, it really was a conscious effort to make sure that you didn't ruin 25 minutes of your night with something you didn't want to do.
So and that's why you got to be able to get them out of a situation, right? So you say pre-cell phone era,
mm-hmm.
but the biggest thing is the pre-social media era was a different animal altogether. Before dating apps and all this stuff existed, you had to go out like a grown man and do work. Put your mouthpiece in and do work. People don't do that anymore. Now they get the little fingers out and typing this and typing that.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm from a different...
I'm from a different generation.
Hey, keep listening for your chance to be a part of a live studio audience for Mully and Hawes September 25th broadcast from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Mully and Hawes will be joined by Bulls head coach Billy Donovan and Bulls executive vice president of basketball operations Arturis Karnišovas during the 8 a.m. hour. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all and by Schmaltz Deli. My guys, spreading deli goodness everywhere. I had a Cubs thought. I want to give you this Cubs thought, and I'm going to start by reading you a comment about a team and then dovetailing that with something that feel all of a sudden sort of swam into focus that looked really interesting and obvious to me in a way I hadn't thought of it.
Speaking of obvious, I did find the one good thing the offense is good at, the Bears offense.
What?
Text line,
what?
815. The offense is good at running off the field of play.
Ooh. Zing. We'll talk some Cubs next.
EAGALES.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
2-2 the count. Sale waits. Miller deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball game over as Miller gets Suzuki with a 104-mile-per-hour heater. And the A's hold on to beat the Cubs 4-3.
Actually, a pretty interesting game. And the performance of Shea Langeliers, and I can't hear his name without thinking of the Stephen King novel, The Langeliers, because
I hated that miniseries so much.
It wasn't great. It was hard. If you could be, you know why? Because if the special effects aren't perfect, it loses the fear. I mean, those things showed up looking like little Pac-Man things. It's like, that's what you're scared of.
You know what they look like? If you ever seen what's the show? Dinosaurs, not the mama. You know what I'm talking about?
I used to love that show.
They look like the actual mouth of any of those dinosaurs.
That's a great call.
That's what they look like.
That show is going on. I'll never forget the Bears tight end, Keith Jennings. They used to call him Godzuki, and because he looked like Godzilla's kid. And so he used to get mad. He's like, call me Godzuki. And he said, James Williams. He says, cat. Looks like he's from Dinosaurs. And I said, which one? And he said, not the mama.
Not the mama. That's that. Yep. Listen, and if you've never seen the show, it is called Dinosaurs, right?
I think so.
It definitely is.
Okay.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Definitely Dinosaurs, which is a whole different thing with the
super
vitamins.
Depressing series finale, too.
That's what I was about to point out.
What happened?
It has one of the worst
what happened?
Series finales. Not worse, bad, but worse,
what happened?
Spoiler
alert.
I think the statute of limitations is passed, but we can definitely explain it.
So are you saying the comet hits and the dinosaurs go extinct?
No, that's not what happens.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah,
that is what happens.
No, that's not what happens. No.
What dinosaurs did you see?
Or did somebody just contract some horrible disease and waste away?
Sitting
in a hospital.
Hold on. So basically what happens is they do something. And the local factory that completely destroys the climate on the whole planet, and they basically end the series with them falling into the ice age,
the extinction of dinosaurs. That's how this comedy ends.
Yeah,
you're extinct.
they end with this depressing news report of the forecast in perpetuity is extreme cold, and it's just so they're just all gonna die.
It was a true history lesson because it felt like as a kid, it was there was this TV show hey, you like dinosaurs? You like dinosaurs? Gather around the TV and watch the dinosaurs
and learn about how they died.
That was completely appropriate. And the thing is with the show and the way it ended, you're right. It was a history lesson one. But I'd rather have that than all these series we get today that just don't have a finale. Think about how many shows you've liked and watched that did not get renewed, and therefore we don't have a true series finale.
Or you get like Ted Lasso, where it's all a little too neat and a little too tidy and a little too nice.
But that's
like,
what it is.
But it's over, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, well we're gonna do more shows."
That's what it is. I watch what's the show about the heroes and the villains, but like more like real life.
Oh, that show about the heroes and the villains.
No, but like it's on Prime.
Are you talking about The Boys?
The Boys. I watched The Boys, and we know that we're only getting...
spoilers for the new season. I haven't seen it.
No. We know that they only have five. They're only doing five seasons.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
And we know that, and I'm okay with that, and I'm good with that.
Or like the show Freaks and Geeks back in the day that just had the one season and then it ended on kind of like an open-ended thing with all the characters kind of going in there, these little directions, and then we never got any closure ever.
And so like one of the good things you have like Family Guy, obviously shows can be canceled and brought back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about bringing back like one of the soap operas that was canceled and putting it like on Lifetime. I saw that the other day. But I think in this era, there's just too many shows and no one can make sure that a show gets its full run, whether that's three seasons, four seasons, five seasons. Like, it's too often that a good series just gets canceled.
Let me read you a quote here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read you a quote here. This is from Craig Calcaterra's Cup of Coffee newsletter, and it's my favorite way to start the day, not just with baseball thoughts, but all the pop culture stuff and politics. It is it's really, really good, and Craig is awesome. He wrote this about a baseball team. They're a high revenue club in a large market. They're a club that should be shooting higher than the let's try to win 85 games, snag a wild card, and hope magic happens in October approach that they have embodied. It's a club that, pursuant to that ethos, has spent a very long time building teams that will likely never lose 100 games because of defensible incremental moves and a bottom-up philosophy, but which will be hard-pressed to win 95 or 100 games outside of crazy fluke seasons because they never really go for it.
But you're not talking about the Cubs, is what you're saying. And you're saying the Cubs are the team.
You're too smart for me.
Yeah, the Cubs. You're not talking about the Cubs, but the Cubs definitely fit under that umbrella based on what we've seen in the last 5 years.
He's writing about the Giants.
Got it. And you know what? That also works. But also, I feel like the Giants are at a disadvantage from a free agency standpoint. They got to pay people more to come and play and live in San Francisco, which, it fair or not, that's just the way it is right now.
But they're writing about the Giants, and the reason they're writing about it is because of the Matt Chapman move.
Right.
And because they have decided to re-sign and extend a 30-something-year-old Matt Chapman for $151 million, which is very much unlike Farhan Zaidi, and it may be an indication that Farhan Zaidi is on the way out. And Calcaterra says the Chapman move is not the be-all, end-all. I don't want to overstate what signing a 31-year-old corner guy to a long-term deal will do, but it looks like a change in approach, and it may be a function of change in executive philosophy. Well, let me ask you something. Just using Matt Chapman himself, and this is where the numbers kind of like, I was like, oh, interesting. What is Matt Chapman's war?
For his career, year?
This year.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess... I don't have his numbers in front of me, like his other, like his peripheral, like just his basic numbers. What's it? Can you tell me what his OPS is and what?
No, we don't have to make it too much.
Okay, I'm going to guess 2.5.
Matt Chapman's a 5-win player.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a fantastic year.
I knew he was up, but I didn't.
He is a 5-win player.
That's what you get for playing after I go to bed.
So you can think about that. Now, how many games are the Cubs out of a wild card?
Five.
There's six.
Six.
They're going to finish like five or six out.
Yeah, probably.
My point is, they're going to finish, one way or another, a star player of value out. Well, the idea of war, and we think about it as this sort of independent stat, but that's what wins above replacement means. That's what you pay for. Having this person instead of a replacement level player over the course of an entire season means you win five more games. A star player, a 6-win player that you pay for that. You pay for it. You pay for it. And if the Cubs finish essentially a star out, It's right there in front of us. And you could sign two stars.
Is this about, though, Matt Chapman and players like him, or is this about the guys they have on their roster who have not become the stars they thought they were going to be?
It's both. It's all of it.
Because Cody Bellinger, who
shouldn't be, he's had a bad year.
Yeah, he's had a bad year. And if you went from last year and said, just have the year you had last year, don't have to be any better. Just have a year around the neighborhood of last year, how much better would the Cubs be?
They'd be significantly better.
Exactly. So
they'd be, you could add it up. This is what I'm saying. You can put it out there and add it up. The Cubs are going to finish a star player out of the playoffs. Matt Chapman was right there.
So this offseason, is it as simple as go get a star player? I mean, you have guys allegedly in the minor. I mean, you see what Pete Crow Armstrong's done the second half of the season.
Now if he's a 6-win player next year, we're talking about something real different.
I don't know if he's going to be a different player than we saw the second half of the season.
Then he's a 6-win player.
Okay, but I'm saying is I don't know that that's enough based on what they've done in the back half of the season.
Agreed.
So I think they have to still go out and get more.
Agreed.
Or if these guys that you say are ready or are going to be ready, somebody's got to be ready sometime soon.
But this is the point. That's what 6 wins mean. It's not theoretical. It's because when you add up the wins.
But it's theoretical at the start of the season because you don't know what kind of season they're going to have.
Sure. You got to project and you're looking at ranges of outcomes and nothing's guaranteed, which is why you got to have more of them.
Yeah, no. That was my point is that they need a better assortment of guys who have proven it, who you know you can depend on. Even in a bad season, their bad season's still better than an average season.
Those people are expensive, and that's the point. This afternoon, the Cubs wrap up their series against the A's at Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage coming up at 12:45, first pitch 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Mike Florio talks Bears and NFL next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.